The nation's largest air transport company buys Airlink from St. Charles. MedTrans will retain the Airlink name and honor current memberships. Airlink spokesman Bob Gomes says 27 workers are affected, but he says the new company is already interviewing those employees with a good possibility of retaining them. He says St. Charles was losing money on Airlink.
We took a look at our Airlink program, and basically the dynamics have changed such that we're poised to lose $1.5 million on it this year. Our volumes are going down, and we have increased competition. So we looked at trying to find a solution that would work for our population in Central Oregon and also St. Charles.
Life Flight opened a new helicopter base in Redmond about 2 months ago. Gomes says they were thinking about selling Airlink long before Life Flight arrived. The plan to build a gas plant at Knott Landfill runs into some opposition from the neighbors. An article in the Bulletin says California company Waste to Energy LLC plans to build the plant that would speed up decomposition of buried garbage and then sell the resulting gas. Neighboring resident David Pobisk, I hope I said that right, David, says he and other neighbors have questions, particularly about the effect of the plant on groundwater. County Solid Waste Director Tim Shimke says the plant does not introduce anything new. It just speeds up the natural decomposition process. He says landfill gas does contain some hazardous air pollutants, but similar substances are found in other common sources like wood stove smoke. Bend road crews are working to keep up with the potholes that spring up seemingly overnight. Bend Street Supervisor Kevin Ramsey says when the winter transitions to spring, they often see a lot of potholes and ruts, especially in the roundabouts. He says the local traffic circles are probably underbuilt for the traffic they get.
We have a very kind of unique asphalt that's very flexible during high temperatures, so it doesn't shove, but it has to be able to handle the cold. So it makes our mix a little soft. And that shoving action really deteriorates the roundabout. And I don't think they were ever anticipating when they were designing these, they would handle the traffic loads that are here now.
The City of Bend has a special pothole hotline. It's 371-3000, or you can go to the city's website and report. There are three Republican primaries today as voters cast ballots in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with a local professor about how the race is shaping up.
In Wisconsin, Romney leads his competitors by 5 to 10 points, according to the latest polls. Jim Foster, OSU Cascades political science professor, says he thinks at this point the Republican tide is turning for Romney.
Again, my reading of the tea leaves, Kelly, is that the Republicans, A, don't have the stomach for an angry convention in Tampa, and more importantly, want to circle the wagons and get on with a major job, which is winning in November.
A new USA Today Gallup poll in 12 key ground states like Florida, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania has Obama edging Romney due to Obama's lead among women. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Gasoline prices continue their steady increase. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports it's possible prices will rise throughout the spring.
The average price of gas in Oregon is up 5 cents a gallon to $4.11, and Washington's average is up a nickel to $4.12.
We're not seeing as fast of a rate of increase as we had been seeing earlier in the spring, but still prices are moving up.
AAA's Marie Dodd says concerns about Iran, debt trouble in Europe, and the economic recovery are the main factors behind the rise in prices. Diesel is also up.
In Oregon, we're up a penny this week, up to 4.42, and in Washington State, up a cent and a half to 4.49.
Washington's prices are sixth highest. Oregon's average is seventh.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the average price in Central Oregon this morning is $4.09 for a gallon of regular. An early morning fire destroyed the Holiday Farm Resort's three-story restaurant and bar on the banks of Oregon's McKenzie River. Fire Chief Norm Michael says flames were shooting 30 feet above the roof when he arrived. No one was injured in the Monday morning blaze, but Michael says the building itself was destroyed. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. Resort co-owner Darren Harbick says the loss means 8 to 10 people who worked at the restaurant and bar are without jobs. Several cabins on the property near Blue River escaped undamaged. They will remain open for guests. And heavy spring rains are creating headaches for Oregon agriculture. Willamette Valley farmers have delayed planting a number of crops, and that may cause problems down the road.
Any delays now pushes it to later in harvest and puts more stress on the plants because they may run out of moisture when it's critical for them to have it in June and July.
That's Tom Silberstein at the OSU Extension Office in Marion County. He says that could affect crop yields later in the year. He says the La Nina weather pattern has been sending rain over the Northwest and creating a drought in southern states like Texas. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and we'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.